Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. One way to protect the teeth of children might be to coat the teeth with a fluoride varnish. The evidence in the July 2013 update to the Cochrane Review shows benefits of this approach, and Helen Worthington and Jan Clarkson, who are the coordinating editors of the Cochrane Oral Health Group, and two of the team of authors on the review, tell us more, starting with Helen.
Tooth decay or dental caries is a significant health problem worldwide. It affects not only the vast majority of adults, but also children, and this varies from about 60 to 90%. This review update, looking at the effectiveness of fluoride varnish to prevent caries in children, was undertaken for several reasons. The initial review, published in 2002, was up to date in 2001 and included 9 trials, the majority focusing on the caries preventive effect of fluoride varnish on the permanent teeth of children.
Since then, lots of new trials have been published, many of them focusing on the effect of varnishes on primary or milk teeth. Several of the trials included in the 2002 review were conducted before the widespread use of fluoride toothpaste, and this update was undertaken because it was thought that the effectiveness of fluoride varnish might change with different levels of fluoride and types of background fluoride, such as toothpaste and water fluoridation.
Another reason for undertaking the update was that there have been 2 recent trials in the UK which failed to find any effect for the fluoride varnish, and people began to believe the findings of the old review, that the varnish worked, were misleading. Nevertheless, the conclusions of this updated review remain the same as those when it was first published, suggesting a substantial caries-inhibiting effect of fluoride varnish.
Fluoride varnish is now used across the world as a public health intervention to prevent caries in children, so public health bodies and governments need the most up-to-date evidence on the effect of fluoride varnish to inform their decisions. This intervention is relatively cheap and easy to apply and does not require a dental office. However, the results are also important for general dental practitioners, for their child patients, and of course parents, who can then discuss with their dentist whether fluoride varnish can play a part in caries prevention.
When the 2002 review was conducted, there were 9 trials, and this updated review now includes 22 trials, including 12,500 children who have been randomised to receive fluoride varnish or not. Some, but not all of the trials, have been funded by industry, but many have been conducted by public health dentists interested in whether the varnish was effective for their local populations.
We are pleased that the findings from this 2013 update can reassure dental practitioners, public health professionals, and governments across the world, and parents, that fluoride varnish applied 2 or 4 times a year does prevent caries in children and adolescents by up to 40%.
If you'd like to find out more about the accumulated evidence which provides the support for that reassurance, you can find the full review at thecochranelibrary.com.